Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Before we begin the tip this week, I need to apologize to a listener. Someone sent me what seemed like a DVD a while back, and I lost it. In fact, I lost it even before I had the chance to open it and see who it was from or what it was. So to whoever sent me the package, thank you, and I apologize for misplacing it. Please drop me an email. So this week, we're going to take a quick look at why we train. The simple answer is preparedness. It's fine to read books, articles, watch DVDs, listen to podcasts, but they are no substitute for getting out there and moving. You need to translate theories into application. You need to feel movement. There is no substitute for hands-on application. This is why military, police, and firefighters drill constantly. You'd think that their daily jobs would be enough to keep them sharp, but no, they drill constantly. There's been a lot of discussion on the GRN forums and in other member podcasts about training. A bad habit is to spend money and time on toys. We like toys. We like the latest accessory for our rifles or handguns. We like that nifty new knife. We like that fresh can of pepper spray. It's easy to spend money, but it's hard to train. We also tend to rely on our toys for protection. I hear, "It's okay, I have pepper spray," or "I carry a knife, so I'll be fine." No, you won't. Where's that pepper spray when you need it? At the bottom of your purse? Have you taken it to a safe and open area to see what the spray pattern's like? When was the last time you practiced with a knife? Half-assed, can you deploy it? When was the last time you worked out on a heavy bag? Just having or carrying something does not offer you protection at all. In fact, it can hurt you by giving you a false sense of security. Defensive tools are not magical shields that ward off bad guys or stop bullets. Your training and practice is your best protection. The tool is secondary. So the tip this week is a reminder to get out there and train. Instead of buying that cool new toy, spend that money on some personalized training with a certified expert. Get a refresher course in CPR and first aid. Join a gym or a studio. Attend a seminar. Good training will do more to protect you and your family than the biggest, baddest weapon you can lift. So get off your lazy butt and do something. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
When hurricanes strike, people lose belongings, their homes, hope. This hurricane season is predicted to be severe. American Red Cross volunteers stand ready. You can help. Your $50 click on redcross.org can feed and shelter a child for a day. Text Red Cross to 90999 to give $10. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS and your $25 gift can make sure someone won't go hungry for the day. Every single donation brings hope. Text message and data rates may apply.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com.